Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. Today, we are diving in to the first member of your inner council, which is, of course, the Creator, number one. One is a number of independence. It's a number of starting things, of planting seeds. And when I talk about my Creator, she's the part of me that starts shit. Right? And, you know, for so much of my life, I thought I had a very strong Creator, that my Creator was just all out. She was ready to start all of the time. And any entrepreneur on the planet, and really any business ever that has ever been, has started with something in the Creator, has ignited, and we've started something. Now, I said I used to think that my Creator was really super strong, and that's until I really got to know her as a vibration. And as a vibration, my Creator was a little bit unbalanced. She was great at starting things, but to have a really full, robust relationship with your Creator, she's also really interested in finishing things. And once you understand that that's part of the creation cycle, that there's a cycle to creation, it's not just that initial ignition, it's as a balanced Creator, it's the starting and the completion of something so that you can hold it like you would a statue or you would a book, to be able to really hold it in your consciousness, a program, a coaching experience, whatever it is. The Creator is responsible for starting and finishing the vision, for really bringing that around to fruition. Now, before we get started, if you've read the part of Your Inner Council that talks about the Creator, this is actually one of the pieces that are one of the aspects of ourselves that so many people came back and gave me feedback, like, oh, my Creator's so unbalanced because I'm feeling stuck, or I have so many ideas and I don't know where to start, and I'm not starting anything, and I'm in fear, and my Creator is blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, the reverse of what my issue with the Creator was. It's like, I'm great at starting, but I'm not great at finishing, and my whole life is, you know, all imbalanced. I want us to really get specific with this learning, which is a step deeper than what you're going to be receiving in the book. And that's the point of these classes. It's not a reiteration of the book, but a deepening in your practice and a deepening in your knowing. It's not enough to understand that maybe in our whole and in our life it feels out of balance with our Creator. It's more useful for us to take something specific and as specific as we can get it and really have a conversation item by item. And I know most of us have taught, well, we'll fix this Creator overall. But see, each individual thing that we do in our life, whether it's plan a wedding or, you know, go on a vacation or, you know, make a widget or, you know, create a program, all of these things have a different vibration and they require something slightly different from each aspect of yourself. So to decide that you are going to fix the Creator across the board is incongruous to how you will actually operate. You will really only operate at one project at a time, and you may be doing multiple projects, and that's okay. But when it comes down to really sitting down and have a meeting with your inner council to see where you're in alignment and where you could get more in alignment, it's really more beneficial for you to create balance within the project itself versus balance as a whole. Because when you're in balance project by project, what happens is we actually help our entire system and the entire environment within ourselves, and, you know, our ecosystem, so to speak, We help it all come into balance. But when we try to balance something that is all of these different pieces and textures and emotions and stories, it becomes really difficult to get ourselves in full alignment. So this is part of what we've been doing, is really piecing us down, slowing us down to one thing at a time. So as we work with our creator, let's get really specific. And it's something I'm going to be asking you and each of these council members. Let's get really specific. And I want you to look at one project. And when you look at that one project, you know, there's quite a few questions. I will be uploading a workbook that goes through all of the inner council questions, but let's even go deeper than that. Because when you look at that one project, where is your creator feeling really excited? Like, what would be fun to start? What would be fun for, you know, what would feel inspiring? What would feel for the creator really fulfilling to start? What would it be fun for the creator to do? And once you get really into the excitement of what the creator can do with this specific project, then let's take it another step. What does the creator need? Where is it feeling? Where is your inner creator feeling stuck, bored, uninspired? Right? Where's the reverse of that? Now, the answer to either any of these questions can be none. Sometimes I'll go into a project and my creator is totally great. There's nothing wrong. Like, she's excited. She wants to get going. She wants everybody else to be on the council to get on board because everything that she needs is ready and available to not only start, but to finish. And that's another question, is what do you need to finish? What do you need to start? What do you need to finish? And what's getting in the way of either or both of those things? And to have this sort of open dialogue of what would be really fun to create. What is the highest vision of this? What are you capable of creating? Do you need to learn how to do something, and then we'll engage our seeker? Or do you feel like, you know, the messaging isn't clear enough, so we need to, you know, bring in our change maker? Do you feel like, you know, it's just boring? Do we need to bring in our enthusiast, right? Do you feel like you need support? Do we need to bring in our co-creator or our lover? See, there's all of these other pieces that when we're in conversation with a single part of our council, she will tell you exactly what she needs for this particular, for her environment, for her. And I say her because, you know, my creator is a female. Yours may be whatever it is. It may be, you know, elf. I don't know. But for her specific kingdom of creation, for this little piece of the pie, this is exactly what she needs. This is exactly how she feels. And this is exactly what has to happen for her to do her job. So this dialogue that you're having with your creator always needs to be around, what do you need to start and what do you need to complete? Once you can get down to that beautiful place of, this is what I need to start and this is what I need to complete, it becomes very simple for you to be able to either supply those things that she needs to feel secure or inspired or whatever. Or there may be a part when you're in dialogue around this program where you just don't want to create it at all. Where you realize that the only thing holding you back is your creator really isn't on board. So either we can talk to the rest of the council members to help her become on board, or we need to consider the fact that maybe we need to go back into the crock pot and we get to pull out the next project and say, okay, creator, what do you feel about this one? So this is your inner creator. Remember, the vibration of the creator is I start and I finish. And that's the most balanced creator that you can speak with inside yourself. Get specific, start pulling things out of the crock pot and talking to your creator. Is this fun? Is this not fun? Is this in alignment? Is this non-alignment? What do I need to start? What do I need to finish? Next time, in the next inner council class, we will be talking about the co-creator, So in the meantime, go have your discussions with your creator and share them in the Facebook page. I can't wait to hear about what this dialogue is sounding like for you and to help you actually get to know her just that much better. Blessings. Love you all.